The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of Blog Talk Radio Land. God bless you. I'm glad that we're able to come together one more time to praise the Lord as we open our hearts and our minds and get relaxed and get ready to receive the word of the Lord. The Lord is our shepherd. Our scripture is tonight, Psalms 23. And I shall not be in want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Thank you, Jesus. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And then you anoint my head with oil until my cup overflows. Surely, oh, surely goodness and love will just follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I have someone to dwell. We have someone somewhere to dwell. We have someone that's going to hold us. We have someone that's by our side. We're not out here by ourselves. You're not going through by yourself. Hard times, you're still not going through by yourself. I invite you to call in. The number is 646-652-4916. Again, it's 646-652-4916. I am your host, Evangelist Yvonne Dumas. And you can also get online. The chat room is officially open. And I see you there in the chat room. God bless you, each and every one. God bless you, God bless you. And so we're going to move into our topic tonight. We've had our scripture. And we're just going to go for a prayer, start our prayer, just asking God to bless the show and all the listeners and the hearers and the doers of his word. And as we prepare to submit ourselves to the Lord, submit ourselves to hear from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And let's just see if we can get our sister here, Sister Barbara, to go ahead and just cover us in a quick prayer. And then we're going straight into the word. We have so much, God has so much for us tonight. We don't want to miss a moment of it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and Jesus. We praise you, God. We give you honor. We give you all the praise, God. For God, we know that there's none other like you, Jesus. For God, we know that you are around. You are everywhere, Lord. Lord God, we just trust in you, Jesus. We just put our trust in you, Jesus. Oh, God, we lean and depend on you, Lord. Oh, God, for all understanding, Jesus. Oh, God, we know that. We know, God, that you're everywhere, Lord. You're nowhere absent, Lord. We know that you're present everywhere, Lord. Then, Lord, yes. Jesus, we just ask you, Lord, to bless everyone, Lord, in the world, Lord. Lord, bless those, Lord, that don't know you in the part of their many sins, Lord. There's somebody right now, Lord, calling out to you, Lord, that needs you, Jesus. Lord, they need you just to heal the body, Lord. Lord, they just need you just to be a listener there for them, Lord. And, oh, God, they need you just to walk around the nursing homes, Lord. Oh, God, be in the presence of the hospitals, Lord. They just need you, Jesus. Then, Jesus, we just ask you to bless those that are behind prison bars. Oh, God, bless those that are behind jail bars. Oh, God, bless those that don't know you in a part of their many, many sins, Jesus. Oh, God, bless those that bow down to other gods, Lord. And, oh, God, fail to bow down to you, Jesus. Then, Lord God, my heavenly divine Father, Lord, I just want to ask you, Lord, that's my mother, Lord. That's my mother in the way that you see that she needs to be blessed, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, to surround her with your love, Lord. Oh, God, surround them with your angels, Lord. Oh, God, if you just, Lord, just put a hedge around them, Lord, like you did Job, Lord. Oh, God, we just ask you to bless them, Lord. Give them good health, Lord. Give them good strength, Lord. Oh, God, where she's weak, Lord, we just ask you to build her up, Lord. Build her up, Lord, where she's all torn down. Not only my mother, Lord, but all the mothers of the world, Lord. We just ask you to bless, Lord. We just ask you to bless. And we ask you, Lord, to bless this show, Lord. Lord, bless this show that someone, Lord, will be saved, Lord. Somebody will come crying out, Lord, asking, Lord, what must I do to be saved, Jesus? Lord, we just ask you to bless all the listeners, Lord. Oh, God, we just ask you, Lord, to bless all of those online, Lord. Touch them, Lord, for whatever need they may need. They're asking for, Lord. We just ask you to touch them, Jesus. Lord, touch them in a mighty way, Lord. Then, Jesus, we just ask you, Lord, to whatever situation, Lord, they have going on in their life, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to answer prayers, Lord, to answer their prayers, Lord. Oh, God, show them, Lord, that all they have to do is stand on your word, Lord. Stand on your word and believe in your word, Lord. Have the faith the size of a mustard seed. Oh, God, to make a mountain move, Lord. We just ask you to bless the soldiers all over the world, Lord. No matter where they're from, Lord, we ask you to bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Jesus. Bless that family, Lord, of the 30, Lord, that got killed in Afghanistan, Lord. We ask you to throw your loving arms all around them, Lord. Oh, God, let them know that they must call out to you, Jesus. Call out to you, Jesus. You'll be a son for them. You'll be a daughter for them. Oh, God, you'll be a husband for them. You'll be a wife for them. We just ask you to bless them right now, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to use my prayer, Lord, that somebody may be saved, Lord. Oh, God, let not my prayer be in vain, Jesus. Let not it be in vain, Lord, where I pray, Lord, where I can get a praise, Lord, where I can get a pat on the back, Lord. Oh, God, but let my prayer be, Lord, where you may be glorified, Lord. You may be uplifted, Lord. And, oh, God, you may be glorified in your name, Lord. We pray, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for just being a hearer of our word, dear Father. And I just thank you for just answering our prayers and just catching our prayers and holding on to them. And I just see, like, our prayers when we come to the altar, it's just like they penetrate inside of him, and he just holds them there. And all of our prayers are still. They never go anywhere.
They just sit in him,
and he just reveals himself to us, and he just sends back his grace over us. He sends back his mercy to us, and he sends out someone, the angels, just to protect us, and the answers to all of those prayers is there. And I just thank you, dear Father. Oh, God, you're so wonderful. You're so good. And I just ask that you just show us more. Show us more and more, and just fill us up even more, dear Father. Oh, wow, I just want to go higher and higher to different levels. Take me higher, Jesus. Oh,
amen.
Thank you, Lord,
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In our episode tonight, we're just speaking because the Lord has us, and we're just, our topic is stuck in the middle. Stuck in the middle. As we went through last night, we had a wonderful, good time, and God just carrying it on. It's just stuck in the middle. We're looking back and we're thinking about some of the tags is just about Abram. This is Abram and his family. We look in the book of Genesis. It's where I actually got my studies from. Look in the book of Genesis. I started at 11 and just verse 31. And also in Genesis 12 and 3. It holds some important spiritual truths to help those of us who are stuck in the middle. God is calling us to come out of the place that has us stuck. We may be stuck in sin, you know. I speak to people every day, and couples, married couples, but we have one of the, it don't always have to be the husband, but in most of the cases that are stuck in the sin of pornography. No beautiful wives there, but stuck in the sin of pornography. We have many actors and even the Christian men that are coming forth, just revealing how God, how they just had to stay on their face in prayer.
Amen.
Ask God to take that, remove that yoke from their neck because it was a bondage.
Yeah.
And it was pornography. In some situation, it's just been a womanizer or just being promiscuous out there. It's so many things. We get stuck in sin in so many ways. We get stuck in sad, sorrowful situations. You see family that are stuck out on the streets, and you try to reach out to them and bring them in off of the streets from prostituting. Little boys, little girls just prostituting themselves, but, you know, they're come in for a little bit, and they find themselves back out there because that's where they're comfortable at now. And they're saying,
yeah.
But, you know, I knew these streets, you know. These streets, I knew everybody on the streets. I feel comfortable out here. They got stuck in a sad, sorrowful situation. They're stuck in the middle. You know, you may see a spouse that's just been physically abused, and, you know, you try to do all you can to try to relieve them and get them out of there, and you put yourself in jeopardy many times trying to bring them into, but they will turn on you if you don't watch out, because they're trying to run back into that same stuff that you're trying to pull them out of because they're so stuck that that's where they feel like they belong. They're familiar with that place. We know that we have to make choices, but that choice sometimes threatens to take away everything that we have. And you may say, you hear that woman say they're stuck in that physical situation, but he's the kid's father, you know. I do things that make him do this to me, you know. He only hits me when he's drinking. You know, he would be a better person if he hadn't grew up on the wrong side of the track. It's always some excuse to hold you in that mess that you're stuck in. So we do have to make choices. But again, we said, but if I leave him, then the kids would be without their father. At least I have a man here. Or you may say, if I leave him, I don't think I'll be able to financially make it. See, the choices we make sometimes, it does threaten to take away everything around us that we are familiar with.
Right.
Everything that we think that we have, our worldly possession. And it puts us in a place that might be uncomfortable. It requires more of us than sometimes we are willing to give.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are dealing with midlife crisis or middle age. Some of us were living our lives in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for us to choose a lane. It's time to choose which side of the fence are we going to live on. It's time to no longer live being lukewarm. But, oh, it's time right now to get out of the middle. It's time for us to get on the Lord's side. We've got
That's
to decide,
right.
Are we on that narrow pathway? Are we on the wide road? It's time to make a decision. The lukewarm, God said he would spit you out of his mouth. Lukewarm. He'd rather you to be hot or cold.
Stuck
in the middle. See, the text that we're talking about in Genesis 11:31, and I ask you to just go back in your private reading time and just go back over Genesis just 31, and then look at 12 and 3, and just put those two together, and it'll all include what we're speaking of here tonight. This text actually prophetically peers into the life of Abram. And Abram was told by God, he was told to leave his country. He said, leave his relatives. He was asked to leave his father's house. And he was asked to go to a land God would show him.
Yes,
the Bible says that God goes on to tell Abram that he would become the father of a great nation, of many nations. But we see in chapter 11 that Abram's dad, Terah, had taken his son, Abram, he had taken his daughter-in-law, Sarah, and he had taken his grandson, Lot, and he left Ur, where they was from. He left Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan.
they stopped.
Yes.
And fled to the village of Haran, and they settled there. Now remember, yes. Let's go back now. They left there, all the Chaldeans, and they was heading to Canaan. But they stopped, and they settled somewhere in the middle there. The destination, again, was Canaan. But Terah stopped in Haran. He stopped in Haran. Geographically, Haran represents the halfway point between Haran and Canaan. Canaan's the final destination. They leave in Ur. However, they're in the middle. The halfway point is where they stop. Not only do they stop, they settle there. So they left home on their way, in their mind, going to the land of milk and honey. That was their thought pattern once they left home. But they had stopped in Haran because Abram's father said stop. So Abram had to submit to his father. Abram's wife, Lot, which was the grandson, they all had to submit to Abram's father.
Yes.
The Bible
says
that despite his wealth, that means he was a wealthy person, but despite his wealth, all that, and despite all that he thought, Abram had to stay in a state of submission. You know, Abram had to think, now I could really, you know, I was looking forward to going into the land of milk and honey.
Yes.
You know, but despite the way that he thought, he had to, he found himself in stuck in the state of submission. Some of us right now in our lives, we get ourselves loose and we break the shackles and we dance and sing about that we've thrown the shackles off in one situation, justifying ourselves again stuck in the middle because we will not submit to God.
That's right.
God is calling us to pray, but because it just doesn't make sense to us to pray at that particular moment, we just don't pray. We said, in the midst of this, you know, things got to be done. This is no time to sit and pray. You know, we got to get out there and do something. We got to find someone who's going to help us. We got to do this.
Right.
We must stop. And when we're stuck in the middle, we can't wiggle our way out. We can't cry our way out. We can't push or pull our way out.
Amen.
Our way out. We have to pray our way out. Because when we pray, it opens us up so that God can come in. And when the Comforter comes in, the Holy Spirit, Jesus said that I will leave you this Comforter because he's going to direct your pathway. The benefits of opening up to prayer. You're stuck in the middle. You don't know which way to go. You're wanting to move, but you're not for sure. What do I do? Do I go on?
Yes.
Or do I get out?
Amen.
Do I go back to Ur?
Yes.
Do I try to go on forward to Canaan? What do I do? Do I stay here in Haran? We pray. We wait on answers from the Lord. And we lean not to our own understanding. So it says, remember, Abram, here he is.
Yes.
He's in the middle. God is calling us to open the Bible when we're in the middle. But again, because it doesn't make any sense to us at the time. You know, I will Sunday when I go to church, I will open my Bible. When the pastor says open his Bible, not a moment before. I will close my Bible after pastor finishes the text. And I won't open it back up until Sunday again.
Amen.
But God is calling more of us. He's requesting if we really want to get ourselves unstuck. Because other than that, it's just like we're just there just moving around. But God really wants us to stand up and say, come on, follow me. Peter on the water. Peter looked at him. Do you think Peter could have walked all the way out to Jesus? Yeah, of course he could have. But he took his eyes off of the promise.
Yeah.
He started realizing, good Lord, I'm walking on water. I'm defying with nature. I'm not supposed to be able to walk on water. Mm-hmm. And so his words led him to do exactly what he thought, to follow. But once his eyes were straight on God, on the problem, on the answer, that was his form of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And before
mm-hmm.
he knew it, he was just drawn to Jesus. And he was walking on water, just drawn to Jesus. And that's the way it is with us. We're stuck. But when we, if we keep our minds on good things, keep our mind on grace, on mercy, on the Lord, on the giver, on the healer, on the deliverer, on the lily of the valley, on the bright and the morning star.
Mm-hmm.
And we remember that it's just a shadow of death. But we're still alive. It's just a shadow that we're able to allow him to draw us to him. He will draw you out of the situation. You said, but this man has been threatening my life. He's already told me, evangelist, if I even think about leaving him, not only will he do something to me, but I'm afraid he may do something to my family, to my kids. I'm not telling you that he won't. I'm telling you that even that is a situation that needs to go to God. You said, this ain't a time to pray. This is a time for me to find a way not to make him upset. This is a time for me to make sure that I do what he tells me to do. You got to submit all of your cares to God, because that's what he tells us. He said, you can bring all of your requests to me. He said, just make them known to me.
Oh, that's right.
I will be the one. So even in the time when you're stuck up and you feel like it is getting to the point I can't breathe any longer, and I know you feel like, oh, there's something else I should be doing, that thing that you should be doing is praying. You should be opening up your word.
That's right.
Praying is one thing. You're talking, communicating with God. You're listening for his request of you. And then you're opening up the Bible because you're studying the word to show that you're worthy. Studying the word and praying, two different things, but it's the same thing that's going to get you the way you need to be.
Yes.
So sometimes we find ourselves stuck in the middle when we suffer great loss. I mean, not just the death of a loved one, but when we suffer great loss of a dying family situation.
Yes.
A dying financial situation. Stuck in the middle. It can be a dying relationship. We're stuck in the middle. What do I do? Do I go on? Do I turn around? In the middle, remember, don't give up. Don't give up. We have choices to make even when we're stuck in the middle. We have choices to make. You can choose to lie down, but I tell you, if you lie down, the world is not going to stop. You can choose to sit down. If you sit down, it's not going to take your problems away. They're still going to be sitting right there with you. Or you can choose to bow down.
Right.
But I tell you again, if you lay down, the world is still going to keep on moving. It will spin you around. You'll get spun from side to side. It'll shake you up, and it'll even spit you out if you lay there too long. But the world's still going to just keep going. If you sit down, people will continue to walk by.
Mm-hmm.
They'll look at you, and to the point that they get tired of even looking at you, they'll walk right on by you. Some will even walk over you. They will step on you if necessary. Life still goes on.
That's right.
So when
that's
you're
right.
sitting down in life, and you said, this thing is too big for me, I don't even want to go through it, I want to isolate myself. Remember, it's a big world out here. It's so many opportunities here for you. When you decide that you're just going to lay down or you're just going to sit down, remember, someone's going to walk right on over you.
Amen. Amen.
My sisters and brothers, your answer is you need to bow down. Because if you bow down, if you just bow down, you position yourself right in the middle of whatever to seek God. You position yourself. You know, sometimes when you're sitting down, and you may be Indian style, or you may be on your knees, or just straight down, to get up, you got to position yourself just right to get
Amen.
Up.
Amen.
That's what falling down does. It positions you yourself just right in the middle of the mess that you're in. It gets you right there in the middle for God to just lift you up.
That's right. That's right.
To take control of whatever it is, for him to you to seek him. When you seek God while you're stuck in the middle,
yes.
God moves you.
Yes, he does.
God comforts you. You're
yes.
saying, you know what, I just had a good day today. I don't know. I just,
yes.
you know, I just felt good all day today.
Mm-hmm.
God speaks to you. You say, you know, something just told me that, you know, this or that. God moves you in the right direction. You'll be
right.
wanting to go one place. He said, go over here. And they said, he says, oh, I don't think they're hiring. He said, go on over there. You walk in and you get that job, sister. God moves you in the right direction. When you're stuck in the middle, if you submit to the will of God, you will not have to surrender to the conditions that are around you.
Yes,
I think
yes.
When you're stuck in the middle, you will not have to surrender to the conditions
mm-hmm,
that are
mm-hmm.
around you. You just submit yourself to God. Terah, Adam's father, he died while he was still there, stuck in the middle in heaven.
Yes.
Then in chapter 12, it tells us, it says that the Lord called out to Abram. This is chapter 12. Remember, I want you to go back over 12 and 3.
Amen.
So in chapter 12, it tells us that the Lord calls out to Abram. He said, leave your country, leave your relatives, leave your father's house, and go to the land that I show you. Now, the Bible says that Abram was 75 years old when he heard God's call, and he left Haran. 25 years old. Wow. 75 is a long time. But somebody's been stuck in the middle for a long time. Somebody's been crying for a long time. Somebody's been waiting for a long time. Somebody's been receiving broken promises over and over and over again. Somebody's been stuck in the middle, just like Abram was stuck in the middle, just like Abram's father was stuck in the middle.
Yes.
But today is the day that God said, you're coming out. You're coming out. The question is, are you ready to come out?
Amen.
Are you ready to come out? Do you want to make today your day that you come out? Or do you want to stay in that one more day?
Yes.
Today is the day that you can come out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've come too far to turn back, my sisters and brothers.
Yes.
You're not far enough to see victory, but you're too far to turn back.
That's right.
You're in the middle. You're in the middle. So when Abram got ready to leave that place, Haran, he was in the middle. He couldn't see Canaan yet, the victory land of honey and milk flowing for him. He couldn't see it quite yet.
Yes.
But God said, shake the dust off your feet. Come on now. Get moving. Get going. So you're right there. You're stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
It's your time. It's your time. I know you can't see the victory land just yet.
Yeah.
But you're too far to turn
yes.
back.
Yes. Amen.
You are at least in the middle. It's time to move forward.
Move forward. Move
you're
forward.
You're in the middle, but you can make it.
You're
yes. in the middle, but you can make it. You're in the midst
yes.
of that bad situation, but you can make it. You've been lied about, talked about, scandalized. But you can make it. You've been put out of your church, but you can make it. You have lost that position that you know that God gave you, but somebody lied and put you out of that, but you can make it.
That's right. That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
I know
That's
you've
right.
lost that love, but you can make it.
Amen.
You can make it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
You've been in heaven long enough. It's time to celebrate your coming out. When you come out of that mess you've been out of, that's why you see drug addicts writing books. drug addicts now on the street corners preaching, because they want you to know they're celebrating where they come from.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Why are they always telling their story? That's why you see the people who recovered miraculously from all these cancers that fell off of their bodies, and they did all these things that they know they shouldn't have survived, and they're on TV trying to tell you about it. They even put a show on, I know I shouldn't have survived, because they're celebrating coming out.
That's right.
Stuck in the middle. Too far lost to be saved, they thought. And they thought, oh, I'm too stuck right here to go out.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle, and they prayed. And God did what he needed to bring them out. It's your time to celebrate coming out. You need to submit yourself.
Yes, that's right.
You need to seek God.
Yes.
And then you celebrate. Submit to the Lord. Recognize where you're at. Like we spoke on last night.
Mm-hmm.
Admit,
mm-hmm.
It happened. I got myself in this situation. It happened.
Yes.
Someone put me in this situation. But it happened. Admit that it happened. Submit that this is where I'm at. And then seek God.
Yes.
And then celebrate. Start to celebrate. You know, Abram, when he left there, again, he couldn't see the promised land, Canaan. But I can just see him celebrating as he's traveling there.
Yes.
I'm heading there. I'm going there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you got to tell yourself. I don't care how many around you is telling you, girl, where you think you're going? You ain't going to be able to make it. You got all these kids. You're not going to be able to make it. You don't make enough money to make it by yourself. Girl, you're not going to be able to make it. That man's going to find you and do this and that.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to make it. Just keep on moving on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me, but it's he that lives inside of me that is carrying me. When it gets to the point that I can't walk, he just picked me up. It's his feet in the sand. Those footprints are not even mine.
Yes.
My God is carrying me. When I can't make it, he can. When I can't make it, he can.
Yes.
You don't have to be stuck in the middle anymore.
That's right.
You don't have to be stuck in the middle anymore. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, hallelujah.
Anymore. Yes. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for just breaking free, letting someone is just being just relief right now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I feel tears on the inside is just boiling up to just be just flowing out.
Yes.
That they don't have to be stuck anymore. They don't have to be stuck anymore. And when you get yourself out of the mess that you were in, you celebrate. And you tell somebody else. And don't hold your light down so low that no one can see it shining.
Mm-hmm.
You reach out and don't be afraid to tell the world your testimony.
Right.
Don't be embarrassed to tell the world from where God has brought you from. Because if you're ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of you. And let me tell you a little secret. The enemy's going to expose it anyway. So you know what? When God brings you out, you know that the enemy wasn't doing nothing but killing you, stealing all your joy, destroying your mind, destroying your family, destroying everything around you. You stand forth. Stand up boldly. And you tell. Don't give the enemy a chance to expose it. You tell it yourself. Let me tell you what God did. Let me tell you what I got. Let me tell you what life took me into. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You exposed it. You don't have to be confused. You don't have to worry about where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? Who's going to help me along the way?
Right. That's right.
It is God that lives inside of you. It is he who's in control of you. It is he who's making the choices for you. And it is he who will bring you through.
Mm-hmm.
You through. And we thank him for it. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and I just want to explain that real quickly. It's not about what your mother believed. It goes
That's
beyond
right.
that. It goes
That's
farther
right.
and the relationship that your father has with Christ.
Yes.
But when you're used of your own stuff, sometimes mama and daddy can't even get you out.
That's right. That's right.
This is your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to know Jesus for yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Know him for
Hallelujah.
Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
As a believer in Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
God wants to find you faithful. God wants you to be, excuse me, his friend. He wants you to be able to come and talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
There
That's
is
right.
a free gift. It's a free gift of forgiveness and it's eternal life that you can have right now, wherever you're at, right in the middle, right in the middle. You can raise your hand and say, Evangelist, I'm stuck in the middle.
Right.
But I'm ready to come out. I'm ready to submit. I'm ready to pray, which is seeking God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready to celebrate. I'm ready to celebrate.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Remember, you don't have to wait till you get to Canaan to celebrate. You celebrate right now. You give him praise right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Again, Jesus Christ, he's the Holy Son of God.
Yes, he is.
And he loves you. And he's knocking on the door of your heart right now. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I'd just like to take this opportunity to just introduce you to the greatest friend that you'll ever have.
Yes.
Mom may leave you. Daddy may leave you.
Yes.
We're only here for
Jesus
time. Even the ones that love you. You say, well, you know, my parents weren't there for me. He'll be there for you.
Yes, he will.
He's there. You said, but I love them so much and they died and went home. He's still there for you. He will be your comforter.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be the best friend that you've ever had. As you just say these words, if you believe them,
yes.
It don't mean nothing if you don't believe them. You can take all kinds of seeds, but until you plant those seeds, nothing will grow. So if you believe the words as you say them, from your heart, you will be born again. And just write down Romans 9, Romans 10, and just verse 9 through 10. And
okay.
That's exactly what it says. It just reminds
you
that if you say these words and you believe them, you will be born again. If you have any confusions about what does it mean to be born again, I would love to go over some information with you. Just repeat these words after me. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins.
Amen.
I ask you to cleanse my heart.
Yes, Lord.
I'm a new person in you right now.
Right now, Jesus,
I believe
right
you
now.
Are the Son of God.
Yes.
And that you died on the cross for me. And
yes.
I just want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And I receive you now as my Savior and
yes.
as my Lord.
Mm.
And in your name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You are now a new creature in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Your next
scripture
I'll put down is 2 Corinthians. It's in the New Testament. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17. It says that you are a new creature in Christ. It says, behold, all things are passed away.
Uh-huh.
All the old things, the things that you, the pit that you were stuck in,
mm-hmm.
and if you just keep on walking, it'll become a time when you could not see the victory, see Canaan. It will become a time if you keep walking, you turn around and you won't be able to see that pit any longer. All you'll be able to see is now your victory, your land that's flowing with milk and honey. Walking. Don't give up. Don't give up. On your road. Beware. There are going to be many other pitfalls to try to
see
you again. That's why it's so important if you just prayed that prayer. To let someone know of decision to follow Christ. I'll be more than happy to send out any kind of biblical literature, Bibles, whatever it is to help you on your travel, on your road. You need to, we can pray together to find a church home in your city, in your state. You need someone that's calling out your name in prayer.
Right.
Someone that's going to help you in your time of weakness while you're growing, while you're traveling. Hallelujah. Because the enemy is upset to lose you.
Yeah.
So he's going to try to get you stuck again. So when you get out of that one bad marriage, it's going to be another guy standing over here, just the kind that you like, the same built that you like, the same smile that you like. But believe me, don't be fooled. It's the same stuff that you had before. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Again, you can reach us at walkwithmegod@aol.com. My name is Evangelist Von Duma. Here in San Antonio, Texas. You can leave a message here at the Blog Talk Radio. And just remember, I love you. But more importantly, God loves you more. God loves you more. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to give Mr. Barker. We have 3 minutes left, and I'm going to let you take us out.
Amen. I just want to give everybody encouragement just to stay strong and look towards heaven from which cometh your help. It doesn't matter what's going on in the United States. Stay focused in the world. Stay focused.
Yes.
And just look to Jesus for help. Look to God because he's coming back. Don't really focus. Stay strong. It may look cloudy. It may look like it's not going to work. It may look like hard times. But stay strong. Stay on your knees. Pray, pray, pray. That's the key, is to stay in the Word and pray. Pick up your Bible. Take your Bible to work. And you don't have to be obvious that you're reading it. Just lay it to the side and every once in a while look at it and read a scripture. Read a sentence. Just pray. If you can have some kind of tape or radio at your desk, put it on a gospel song. Listen to the Word. Listen to the singing. And just get Christ in your life. But the main thing is just stay focused. Don't lose sight of who's in control, for God is in control. God is in control. So stay focused. That's my encouragement I give everyone today, because I know it can be hard and it can look like that the bad things are always happening to you, but just stay strong and stay focused and keep your eye focused on God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. What a word, what a word. That's a powerful word just to leave us with. I remind you all that on Facebook and Twitter, make sure that you go to the show, go to my webpage and hit like. Make sure that you like, hit like on the show. Make sure that you rate the show. You can come back in on your computer at any time and go through and listen to the programs again. Write your notes down. Stick them up on your wall.
Amen.
You know how
amen.
The word. Like the sister said, at your desk, put your earbud in your ear and just be listening to the word, whatever it is. Because if you're not, if you're sitting there listening to something that's not of God, that's yourself in your spirit. So when something happens, you know, you're going to anger. Before you know it, you went from level 0 to level 10, you know. But if you got the peace already flowing through you, I don't care what comes around you. Peace is what's going to flow out of you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All around you may be upset. All around you may not know what to do. All around you may have found another pit to get stuck in, but you will be at peace. You will be at peace. Again, I remind you to rate the show. Go on to the Twitter and the Facebook and rate the show. God bless you. That's just a wonderful word. And I just pray that whatever was heard tonight, that we use it. That we use it. Get your little index cards. I'll send you some if you need some. Write the scriptures down. Remind yourself. And don't forget to do a daily examination of yourself. Look yourself in the mirror and say, what did I do today? Ask for prayer for your forgiveness.
Right.
Well, we love you, but more importantly, God loves you more. We'll see you tomorrow night from Tri Anointed Ministries. Bye-bye.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.